You are listening to Confessions of a Counselor podcast with Janice, mental health in bite-sized chunks. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Confessions of a Counselor. I'm your host, Janice, and in today's episode, I thought we would talk about self-care for when we're feeling knocked outside of our window. So in previous episodes, we've talked about getting knocked out of our window. So that's when we're not feeling our best, or we're feeling overwhelmed by something, or it feels like we're not able to manage whatever stress is happening in our lives in that moment. So today I thought we would talk about what can I do in terms of self-care, so caring for myself when I'm feeling knocked out of my window. All right, let's jump right in. So when I'm feeling knocked out of my window, so I'm feeling like I'm either in hyper arousal, right? So that's maybe I feel anxious, maybe I feel excited, maybe I feel angry. I'm feeling all of those kind of jittery, like activating feelings. Or perhaps I'm in hypo arousal, which is that state of kind of depression, apathy, feeling very low, lethargic, right? So I can be knocked out of my window in either of those extremes. And so when that's happening, we need to take care of ourselves, right? So as we've discussed in the last two episodes of the podcast, when I am caring for myself, when I am doing self-care, I am thinking, what do I need to do to take care of myself in this moment in order to keep moving forward, in order to keep living the life that I want to live? So if I'm feeling knocked out of my window, like I don't have tolerance for this, I can't handle this situation, then what I need to do is care for myself in a way of how do I get back within my window? So if I'm knocked out, then I need to do something in order to kind of bring me back to that baseline we talked about in the past, right? So this is that place where I'm not happy, I'm not sad, I'm just feeling okay. Everything is as it should be, if you will. So when I'm at baseline, things feel manageable. I am able to tolerate when someone bumps into me at the grocery store and it's a little bit upsetting. I am able to tolerate when my boss maybe has a little bit of a snarky voice with me that day, right? So when I'm within my window, those little things don't knock me out as much. But when I'm knocked out, even the slightest upset can feel like a really big deal. So when it comes to self-care in these moments, I need to be really hyper-focused on what it is I need to do to feel better, right? So these are when we're going to come back to our basics of self-care, right? Have I eaten today? Have I gone outside today? Have I done something to move my body, right? So not even necessarily exercise, but just have I walked around the block? Have I gotten out of bed? Those types of things. Have I moved my body around? Have I done something that brings me joy today? And all of these things are going to kind of bring us back to that baseline. And then I can kind of do the more extreme, what we call distress tolerance self-care, right? So if I'm feeling very knocked out of my window and I have been taking care of myself, right? I have eaten, I have moved, I have done something joyful, right? That lets me know that I've been knocked out of my window because something feels really distressing in that situation. So this is where we can use our pause button self-care moments. So this is, I'm going to stop, get my feet on the ground. I'm going to take three deep breaths. I can use cold to regulate myself, or I can move my body, right? In a more kind of releasing way, right? So some people might choose to do exercise in that moment. Others might choose to shake or dance, or things like yoga and things can also help, but we want that kind of more like releasing type activity. And then the cold, either on the back of a neck or holding ice cubes in our hand or perhaps splashing cold water on our face, right? So these three techniques of breath, cold, and movement are going to be the most likely to bring us back into our window when we're caring for ourselves. So when we use those techniques, and we've already kind of created our baseline of self-care, then we know this situation is very distressing. And so I can use this to kind of alert my nervous system that I'm okay and we can kind of come back within my window. So self-care for when we're feeling knocked out of our window. That's what we're going to do. We're going to get our feet on the ground. We're going to take three deep breaths. We're going to use cold where we can and move our body some way to release that tension. And hopefully that will bring us back down to that baseline, back within our window. And then we can keep using our techniques of care and tools and skills that we've learned from therapy in order to kind of help us move through that situation. Okay, I hope you've found that helpful. Until next time, take care. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Confessions of a Counselor podcast is available anywhere you like to listen to your podcasts, both on Apple and Android. New episodes are released every Friday. If you enjoyed today's episode, please feel free to join the conversation, leave a review, or subscribe to the podcast hosted on Spotify. You can find all these details on JaniceLyons.com. Until next time, take care.